Winning loser? Avoid Las Vegas. I suffer from an anatomical shortfall. I was born without the lucky bone. Like the inert patient in the game Operation, I'm stuck with a wishbone. What's as bad as your own failure with gambling? A partner with similar lousy luck. Our track record is upheld with every draw we enter. Prizes and dreams aside, we support lotteries and believe we're contributing to our local and extended communities. Then again, the temptation of winning a show home, professionally decorated and furnished, a vehicle, who turned down a Porsche Boxster or motorhome, and a vacation from Las Vegas to Australia, makes our stab at philanthropy that much easier. With more than 1,000 chances to win each time Paul and I purchase a ticket, losers like us can appreciate these favorable odds. Correction. We have won in previous draws. Was it any of the above-mentioned homes, vehicles, or trips? Nope. Were we drawn for a drone or party barge, to name a few of the toys my husband and I could enjoy? Nope. We missed out on more goodies, like the karaoke machine, guaranteed to spice up a lifeless party. And with my commitment to coffee, I'd clap my hands with caffeinated glee over the high-tech espresso maker we might have won. Instead, we won two-way radios. We already own a pair, and they sit idle, along with other corroding items in a box of gadgets that seemed like a good idea at the time. Four walkie-talkies for two people living in a small space is overkill. Another prize we won is a pair of binoculars. At least we can stay connected to the big winners. If I wanted to, I could take my binoculars and park outside the show home. From there, I could watch the new owners have fun in their professionally decorated living room. Someone in the same lucky family probably won the karaoke machine, so they might be partying right now. I'll be able to update Paul through one of our four two-way radios, providing he stays within close range. Paul, get your keys. We're going out. Wait a minute. Can you spell restraining order? After a heavy dose of sour grapes contemplation, maybe we are lucky. After all, if we won the weekend in Las Vegas, I know us, we'd skip into the casinos, convinced that Lady Luck is finally on our side. Then we'd lose buckets at the blackjack tables and slot machines. On the plane ride home, we'd sit silent and sullen, calculating how we lost more in gambling than the trip was worth, and how we were so bedazzled, blinking VLTs, that we forgot to buy any souvenirs. Did we eat in the last 3 days? I'd ask. According to the last calculation, I figure we'll come out ahead in the next contest, providing we don't win anything. Phew! I think our luck's finally turning around.